1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Biden administration is calling on Israeli Defense Forces to make changes in how it conducts operations in Gaza after 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen were killed in a targeted drone attack last week. After that attack, President Biden making a phone call to Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby telling ABC's This Week.
As the president made clear to Prime Minister Netanyahu, we got to see some changes in the way they're prosecuting these operations, or we're going to have to think about making changes in our own policy towards Gaza.
Tomorrow, President Biden expected to unveil his latest effort at fulfilling a campaign promise on student loan forgiveness. Donald Trump's campaign saying the Republican presidential candidate raised more than $50 million at a Palm Beach dinner last night. After a technical delay of several hours overnight.
Hello, America. Thank you for your patience.
The $1.3 billion Powerball drawing commenced. Single ticket matching all winning numbers sold in Oregon. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Conservationists are split on President Biden's efforts to strengthen the Endangered Species Act. Mike Moen explains.
Environmental and conservation groups voiced strong opposition to the 2019 changes carried out by the Trump administration, arguing they gutted core elements of the longstanding law. Last week, Biden's staff announced it's reinstating blanket protections for threatened species, and language dealing with economic interests was removed. Susan Holmes with the Endangered Species Coalition says further action is needed.
The regulation repairs some of the holes, but still leaves some big holes in that safety net.
A change not being reversed is a rollback concerning critical habitat, and Holmes says that poses challenges for migratory species. She points to the comeback of the whooping crane as progress that could be derailed. Republican leaders are critical of the new revisions, saying crucial reforms are being tossed aside. Various industries have long called for looser regulations under the law, and if Trump wins the 2024 race for the White House, it's expected they'll make a renewed push to reverse Biden's changes. Holmes says Congress can help mitigate this back-and-forth cycle by boosting funding for the Endangered Species Act.
We are seeing a shrinking of the amount of wildlife that we have, and because of climate change and the biodiversity crisis, you know, wildlife are really having a hard time.
Other wildlife organizations suggest the Biden administration should have acted much sooner to restore protections. Before publishing the final rules, federal officials said they received nearly 500,000 public comments. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bauer.
Bo Ryan is now a Hall of Famer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Wisconsin Badgers head basketball coach Bo Ryan is headed to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Ryan coached collegiate basketball around the state for 32 years. He's one of a dozen new inductees, including Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups, in ceremonies to be held in August. NBA basketball tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks host the New York Knicks. The Bucks trying to break out of a slump. They've now lost 5 of their last 6 games. Baseball, the Brewers couldn't get enough runs across. They lost last night at home to the Seattle Mariners, 5-3. Pat Murphy and how Gary Sanchez did behind the plate. While catcher William Contreras got the night off, Sanchez working with lefty pitcher D.L. Hall.
Behind the scenes, I thought Gary Sanchez did a great job. First day catching, I thought he controlled the tempo. I was really pleased with Gary. Made a great throw to throw a guy out. Terrain, great tag. I'm not going to criticize our offensive approach. It's early in the season. We've got 4 guys that are basically rookies in there. Some guys that, you know, are just getting started.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds developing across the area today as highs warm into the upper 40s, close to the 50-degree mark. Showers becoming more likely, especially in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those showers continue into your Sunday night, still breezy. Overnight lows in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 51.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day was play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game. And he goes, hey guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down. And I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
AM 1400
WRJN. The music of the stars, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like it's starting to pick up today. When I was driving up here to Salem, New Hampshire, the drive typically takes me about 35 minutes from Boston, but today it took me nearly 2 hours. So it seems like people are already starting to hit the road. Nearly 32 million people live in the path of totality, but 5 million people are expected to travel to view the eclipse. So picture 71 sold-out football games ending all at once. That's what the Institute of Transportation Engineers is comparing the traffic to come Monday once the eclipse ends. And since the eclipse is on a Monday, AAA tells me many people are making a long weekend trip. So tomorrow is expected to be the busiest travel day.
Don McLean.
There she was behind the counter when I saw her. She took me by surprise. 10 years had passed since our brief encounter when I got caught with the sun in my eyes. It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. On that hot summer day, she blew me away in a total eclipse of the sun. I went there to buy a Christmas trinket. I never thought I'd confront such a face. The way she said goodbye, who would think it would haunt me in this holiday place? It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. She rolled back the years to the pain and the tears of that total eclipse of the sun. July back in 63, she sent my world crashing down around me. I learned to fear what a woman can do when she's tired of listening to you. It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. She shot her gun and watched my blood run in a total eclipse of the sun. Her makeup was flawless, her clothes were tailored, she smiled with holiday cheer. Back then I was poor, but now I was rich, and still I stood frozen with fear. It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. That girl burned me twice, turned me to ice in a total eclipse of the sun. She invited me to her folks' summer home, and when I got there, she told me goodbye. I stayed the next day, but she stayed away while the sun burned a hole in my eye. It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. There was no doubt, I was blacked out in a total eclipse of the sun.
America's biggest solar eclipse in 100 years will happen this Monday afternoon. Here to talk about it is astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wow, Colin, I am so excited. I am shaking like a little neutrino. What's happening on Monday is a once-in-a-lifetime solar event. Imagine, if you will, 2 minutes of total darkness at 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. Suddenly, the sun's magnificent corona is visible to the naked eye. Animals will be bewildered. Birds will sing their bedtime songs. And I will be in the middle of it all, observing, experiencing, naked.
Wait, I'm sorry, you're gonna be naked?
Naked, of course. I must experience it fully. I have big plans, Colin. On Monday afternoon, I will take time out of my normal routine of pointing out the unrealistic parts of the new Planet of the Apes movie. And I'm gonna drive down to Clayton, Georgia, a city within the exact path of totality. Once there, I will remove my clothes and anoint myself with the Georgia red clay, and then I will carefully place items around me that derive their power from the sun. A solar battery cell, a solar calculator, and 1,000 raisins. And then, then I will do a ritual dance in honor of the sun god Ra. And then, right before the eclipse, I will look up to our mighty sun and whisper, "Ravage me." It's a monumental event, Colin. I trust you'll be there to witness it.
I mean, I'll go outside and take a look, sure.
You'll take a look. While you're at it, why don't you just bend my mother over and play Connect the Dots?
Okay, come on,
Neil. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you gotta see this.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawning through till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary.
Out in the morning, out on the job,
work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord,
lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Frankie Lane, huh? Frankie Lovecchio.
Taking stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I've got will keep me satisfied. Checking up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. No diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Sometime the same time, together. Doris Day.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon.
And you listen up good, Earthquake. You want to do a little shimmy shake and try to steal my thunder? Well, what you gonna do when the solar eclipse runs wild on you? Come Monday, all of America will be covered in eternal darkness.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard the eclipse is only supposed to last like 4 minutes.
Which is gonna feel like an eternity when you're staring at me through a shoebox.
Well, you listen to me, you pathetic excuse to make the moon exciting. If you thought I was done after one earthquake, just wait until you feel the aftershocks. Oh, yeah, brother. I hit it, I quit it, and I redid it. Oh, what was that I just heard? It's another book falling gently off a shelf, baby. Earthquake strikes again.
Foo! You got
nothing on the chaos that I will bring. And people think that they are ready with their little special glasses. Well, most of them are fakes that they bought on Amazon. Their eyes are mine. And their dogs are going to be extremely confused for a couple of hours. Well, I made the dogs confused too. But I'll make them think it's night, sucker.
See what good it does, y'all.
Hey, remember, don't look at the sun through a colander. It won't do you any good. In fact, it might strain your eyes.
From 1883.
Cy Oliver. With Francis Albert.
Well, east of the sun and west of the moon.
Sometimes it's the same thing.
We'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the day, crazy moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear. Living on love in pale moonlight, just you and I. Sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. Just you and I, forever and a day.
The sun is shining under the sun. Are people young and love are pining under the sun? More than just the sun is shining, my heart is shining just for you. Under the sun, you can see the trees are growing under the sun. You can feel the breeze is blowing under the sun. You can see the trees are growing, far beneath the trees are you and me. How I love you, how I love you, yes I love you.
are saying under the sun.
For a dream our hearts are praying under the sun.
Tender words my lips are saying for a love we know will always be.
Beautiful, but under no circumstances should you look at it. We recommend using a homemade camera obscura fashioned from an ordinary shoebox and paper towel tube. This was supposed to be pre-made.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Where's the end of the freaking tape? Forget it. We'll do it next week.
The eclipse is today.
There's an eclipse when I say there's an eclipse!
First.
Hit the road, you big load!
North Yemen in 2027.
We have totality, people!
We'll be talking about this together for years.
Must warn you, any stress could increase the blood pressure in Marge's eyeballs, leading to what we call Tex Avery syndrome.
Wolves are taking all our women.
Sammy Davis.
I heard the front door closing softly as I wakened.
Next week, more of our Oscar madness, songs that didn't even get nominated, songs that did but didn't win, and songs that did win. That's part of our feature on the Music of the Stars. More music now, up until high noon, stand by for CBS News. Sisters next up on the Music of the Stars. Songs about old Saul. When it's gone, we'll miss it.
East of the sun and west of the moon. Just just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Darling, up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the sun and west of the moon. Oh, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. And darling, east of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun, west of the moon with you.
Have been tracking and predicting eclipses for thousands of years. It is a breathtaking and even overwhelming thing to see the sun just vanish in the middle of the day. Samara Theodore is in the path of totality at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where tens of thousands of people will gather tomorrow. Tomorrow, Samara, I can't even get my word straight. We're so excited about this.
Oh my goodness, Janae, here in Indianapolis, the energy is palpable. Folks are already filling the streets, the hotels, the restaurants, all in hopes of seeing this total solar eclipse. And it's not just the city of Indianapolis that's going to get a view of this celestial, beautiful, spectacular event. Critical components to a great viewing of a total solar eclipse is the weather. Here in Indianapolis, temperatures will actually be in the 70s around that time, and we're expecting some clearing, so that's good news. It's not the case, though, for our friends down in Texas. So let's go ahead and start at the beginning of this pass. So it drives through Mexico, and then we anticipate it to hit Del Rio, right? As it makes its way in.
Music of the Stars, Skeeter Davis.
I feel till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
Music of the Stars with Paul Anka.
Kiss me, hold me, kiss me, hold me, kiss me, hold me.
And Marilyn Monroe. Thanks for being part of our program.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. People care as you and I. There's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away.
the stars. Thanks for being here, everybody. All the friends who have been with us since, well, 1992. The music of the stars. I say this in closing. Keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
Because you're always in.
Next week, 7 to high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.